I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rothstein, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. I don't know if y'all can hear me because I'm on speakerphone, but tonight is Wild Out Fridays, and man, we have been wilding the fuck out lately. So, tonight is going to be a variety of topics. Basically, this week we touched on females, and it was one female in particular. Her man pays all the bills, and he pays her card note. She's 24. And this man is fucking her sister. He's fucking her friend. And she's not allowed to fuck with anybody. And I'm just like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? Like, but she's happy. She's happy, like, oh, I don't have to work. I stay home with the babies. He take care of everything. And then she posted up a picture of her and her sister sucking her man's dick at the same time. If y'all sucking dick at the same time, y'all doing other shit too. And that's just, like, fucking nasty. But for the man, shit, he's having the best of both worlds. You can't even be mad at the man because that's what the fuck he do. That's what she's allowing him to do. So I was just like, wow, there is no fucking way a bitch like me would allow a man to do that. I don't give a fuck how paid you are, how much, you know, like how much you provide for me at home. I still have self-respect, and I have enough common sense to be like, yo, motherfucker, you got the best of both worlds. So you know what? I'm going to fuck your brother. I'm going to fuck your friend. I'm going to fuck whoever the fuck I want to because you're doing what the fuck you want to. So we just going to have a house that we take that's taken care of because your bitch ass going to pay for it because you need to do that. While you're doing me, while you're doing you, I'm going to do me and we're going to call it a day. See, that's why I'm single. Because I think, like, with my mindset, coming across a dude that feel like he can do whatever the fuck he want to do, I have to go ahead and break him down, hurt his feelings, and probably punch him in his fucking eye for even trying me like that. I'm not a violent person, and I don't believe in domestic violence, but I do believe if a motherfucker try you and disrespect you, there is reactions and repercussions that come with that. So, you know, heck, that's what I'm saying. And then another topic that we touched on today is, how can I word this? People have been in relationships and you have a mate. And, like, what makes you want to put your hands on your mate? Like, what is your snapping point? Like, what does your mate have to do to you for you to check them, yoke them, put hands on you? And the reason why I asked about that is because I was reading and looking at this video with this chick named Charlie Cheeks out of Louisiana, and her boyfriend beat the shit out of her. But his niggas is on her page and on their page saying that they don't condone violence and he shouldn't have fucked her face up, but there's more to it and she needs to tell the truth. And that she had stabbed him up first, and basically they were saying that women know how to play the system. They know how to be like, oh, it was in defense because he was abusing me, and I snapped. And I'm sleepy. I'm sorry. And I'm just like, that's interesting. Like, you know, do you feel like women are, like, able to use the system to their advantage when it comes to domestic violence? Do you feel like, you know, if a woman cries cheap, you're going to get fucked up until you have your day in court and you have witnesses and you have a good-ass lawyer? You know, we're going to talk about that. It's Friday. We talk about a lot of shit. Talk about how Miami lost last night. You know, Tony Parker is a fourth quarter player. And he did what he needed to do to ensure the win. So on Sunday night, the Heat will play the Spurs again. Will they win? Who knows? But if they don't win the game on Sunday, the Spurs is going, the Spurs is going to run with it. They're going to run with it, you know? And then I've been having a lot of questions. What's the difference between a porn star and an adult entertainer? A porn star makes adult movies, meaning they make fuck flicks. They are on a set for production, fucking guys have money shots and everything. An adult entertainer could be a stripper. It could be a person that hosts adult parties, such as swinger parties. It could be someone like myself that has a sex talk radio show that does nude modeling. It could be someone that does adult blogging, that writes adult material, that writes erotica. Adult entertainer has so many facets of that word. So a lot of people get confused and, you know, argue about, I've been a person at 6-something, then I took a little nap. A lot of people argue back and forth, like, what's the difference? And I just be like, okay, I just told you what the difference. Or if you're not sure about something, that's what the fuck the internet is for. We all have internet on our phones. We all have internet on our computers. Google porn star, Google adult entertainer, and then you'll have your fucking answer. I mean, it's just that simple. But some people don't want to do that. Some people would rather be ignorant and then ask ignorant-ass questions, and then when you come at them and give them an answer, then they get a fucking attitude. And y'all know me, I don't give a fuck about an attitude. You ask me a dumb question, I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to finish it with a dumb answer because you shouldn't ask me no fuck shit. So, I mean, you know, that's just me and my attitude at times. So it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I'm going to always be a bitch or whatever. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some music, and then we're going to talk some more. And then, you know, I'm going with all my co-hosts because she be running a little late. And we're going to get shit popping. You know what? We're going to play Blanco Kane, Spendaholic.
I blow the money like I'm in a rush. We turned up, turned up, turned out for what? 100 bands in the air, watch you pick it up. What I blow, I get it back, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
I can't apologize for being me. Never. These niggas in my business think they TMZ.
Shut up.
Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it.
Cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it.
Where the printers? I'm sitting smiling, I don't keep you here. Nah. Connect the golf we had for at least a year. Got here's my clientele, fresh fuck, I'm flash hell. Every car got bill of sales and titles in my mama name. In the streets like fuck fame. Yeah, I love my jeweler. Don't leave the crib to shop, that nigga brought it to us. Why you still thinking about a contract? A quarter milli off my contact. It got me in this bitch like fuck rap. They only do 100 singles, man, who does that?
Huh? I can't apologize for being me.
No.
These niggas in my business think they TMZ.
Shut up.
Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it
cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it. I'm a spendaholic. I'm a spendaholic. I'm a
I bought a chauffeur, I don't need to drive. I put some forges on it, came alive. So many Texas, I just came to sad. Man, all these bitches wanted me, I know they feel deprived. I spent $1,000 on my lady hair. So on her feet, what you think she wears? I got a bag for my sad bitch. Cause I felt guilty, I ain't never got the time, bitch. They say petty is what petty does. Petty niggas in petty clubs. One bottle, they no fun. You invite them, they won't come. Bad bitches, they gon' run. Straight up, one swipe, ain't being cheap when that bill come.
I can't apologize for being me.
Never.
These niggas in my business think they TMZ. Why the fuck you trying to figure out just why I bought it?
I did it
cause I can't afford it. Bought it cause I want it. I'm a spender.
Smoke piss, motherfuck the new pope.
cause I'm a smooth dude with the shades on tight. I party with my crew, rip the stage all night. Bacardi with some juice, got me feeling alright. There's juice for you, where we going to life. Motherfucker, shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you here, hit you there, hit you niggas anywhere.
I know you want B6 just a little bit. I carry a big 4-5, not no little shit. Clover time to the girls like Lil Flip. I'm a big dog in this game, use a little shit. I stuck to the grind to get a little grip. Not 3 Crown Vicks, not no little whips. Hey, I like a slim waist, but not no little chicks. Oh yeah, and no big girls, just a little chick. Yeah, cause I'm Vito, shine you can't see mo. Peep out, get shot like free throws. And keep that jump wherever you go. I'm a 7 Series Beamer, using that Vigo. Hey, 2-4, we some legends. So recognize the motherfucking stars in your presence. Hey, like so on game, your rap so gone. This is top, nigga, go ask Ozone.
Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you here, hit you niggas anywhere. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Shit, disrespect, we can take it there. Hit you there, hit you there.
Cash in the dash, so it's able to leave. If you don't, you won't be able to breathe. You niggas can't grab my block. I'm too fit, a mixture of can and pop. When I cook, it look like lemonade. Now they got him and they stem like renegade. You better watch for your watch when you round me. Or would it be a pipe night like round 3? I get a little cheesy and it's a little easy. I'm with a south in the south like Lord Jesus. You can pop on the block in a fast move and get it out the window like fast food. I might like the white girl, but I stay on black. I'm in the game like trains, I stay on track. Not a girl in this world wanna BS me. They wanna take me everywhere like they PS. Nigga.
Alright, give me my third.
Hey.
Let me eat.
Can I eat?
Again, bitch.
That was Disrespect, B6 Executioner. First song was Spendaholic by Blanco King. So now we're going to play some other stuff, and then we're going to get back into the conversation. Oh, Tipsy Love, Bobby V featuring Future.
Yeah, that is, yeah. You know what you came here for, so don't you hold back. Do it until it's done. I'ma get whatever you drink and tell the bartender, pour you another one. I don't want that tipsy love. Tipsy love.
Ooh,
yeah.
Love. Follow at DJ Amp Low on Twitter.
Tell me what you want, the vodka Patron. Sex on the bitch, get you all in your zone. Yeah, yeah, girl, I like that when you start flirting.
Talk is cheap, though.
But I'ma make it worth it. The money ain't
Go find somebody that's going to appreciate you,
Or be single and just do one night stands. Ain't nothing wrong with a one night stand. Gets out your frustrations, there's no strings attached, and you get to go home, wake up, and not have the problems of a relationship. I am team one night stand. I firmly believe in that. I know that's kind of bad or whatever, but hey, this is the world that we live in. So now what I'm going to do is play some more music. Now, this song right here is from Dragon, and he's about to start coming out with some more music. He's been doing videos and everything. He has about 10 new songs that he's going to come out with. I don't know what he's dropping first, but this was like the last song that he gave me, and it's called Celebration. The beat is by Waterboy. That shit is hot.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living, they don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting, they ain't talking what I'm talking, they ain't bout it. Let's go. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Ay, John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay, and by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay, you had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay, if you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shoddy, not a K. Ay. But I said it backwards. I really should've said a AK. La 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 day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
By Dragon. Now, I am trying to get my shit to play, but I don't know what it is. Like, certain times my laptop wants to act up when I'm doing my show. And, you know, when my laptop acts up, it fucks me up because I'm not able to do anything. I'm not able to see anything. So I'm going to try to go through a different browser and see if that works, because this is, like, horrible. And if I can't get it to work, then I'm going to have to end the show, which I really hate. But, you know, I do have a show that I have to go to tonight, my group that I manage. And, you know, being Talk Mommy, I have to be out and about and be seen. But don't think that I'm using this as an excuse, because I am trying to... I am trying to get this shit to work, and it's getting on my... Oh, okay. Thank goodness. Okay, it's somewhat back up, but I'm still waiting for it to give me the option so I can play something else. I swear, Mozilla Firefox can work, and then sometimes when it's not working, it's a pain in the ass. Google Chrome will work, and then sometimes it's a pain in the ass. And then I try not to use Internet Explorer at all, because it's just ratchet. So I'm just waiting for everything to stop unfreezing, and then we can get back to the show and play some more good music. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I like to play unsigned artists, because I feel like I am the spokesperson for unsigned artists. I feel like they're the underdog, and I feel like I'm giving them an opportunity to make it and to do something. And, you know, there's a lot of other internet radio stations that do that. Plus, you know, I have adult topics, and, you know, I talk sexy, I talk shit, and, you know, that's what I do. That's why I'm the female Howard Stern of radio. I'm trying to work on my mouth and be nice and stop being ratchet, but sometimes it's very hard, and I can't do it, so I just be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to try, and I'm going to pray, and maybe, just maybe, you know, God will give me a breakthrough and teach me how not to keep it so real with people and be nice. But in the meantime, you know, I got to be myself. Either you're going to love me, you're going to respect me, or you're going to hate me because I'm able to speak my mind and do it respectfully, yet disrespectfully. So, you know, my haters motivate me to do greater things. My haters motivate me to be a successful bitch. Thank you very, very, very much. I couldn't do it without you. You know what I mean? So sometimes I can be an asshole. I try not to be, but, you know, hey, such is life. So my computer is still acting dumb, and I'm still trying to bring up Google Chrome, and it's not working. And I'm starting to get fucking irritated because this is not how it's supposed to be. So I'm going to try one more time, and if this doesn't work, this is going to be the earliest or the shortest blog talk show that we've had today. Damn. Like, what the fuck? I clean my laptop all the time, so for those of you that are listening for the first time, I very rarely have technical difficulties, and I have, like, another laptop and everything like that, but today is just not a good day. I don't know what the hell is going on. The devil is a liar, so I'm just waiting for it to stop freezing so I can go ahead and play you guys some more music and, you know, give you what you want. You know, you called in to hear my sexy-ass voice, to hear me talk shit, and to cut the fuck up. And, you know, I can't disappoint you. I can't do that. That wouldn't be nice, and that wouldn't be fair or whatever. So, oh, let's see here. We got it going. So, you know what? We're going to play... this shit is getting on my nerves, because now it's not wanting to, it still keeps freezing, so I'm going to give this like 5 more minutes, and then if it doesn't work in 5 minutes, then I'm going to go ahead and put an end to the show, and then I'm going to have to work on my laptop, and trying to do the show and work on the laptop is not going to work, and it's the browser. It's actually the Windows, because Windows will fuck up real quick, and I don't understand why. Maybe because I have a lot of shit on my computer. I don't know. Maybe because I have some porn shit on my computer. I don't know. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying my best to get a song played. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and do Dip Walk, and then I'm going to try to get some more music going.
I'm here, I'm here.
It's another Young J.
Look up, look up. Sway, sway. Yeah, bro, they say I'm swagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, so clean. And even though my situation is mean, my nigga being locked away, they ain't got shit on me. I got a swag off the charts and a G'd up team. So when you think about me, they screaming PCE. I show the walk, then I dip right through the parking lot. My swag trip for itself, so you don't talk a lot. Yeah, and I be dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Ay. On speed, let the swag do the talking. Ay. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. On speed, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Swag walking.
Got a head full of locks and a cool pop. With $1 million swag, I'm a bank pop. I'm cool like that, call me an icebox. With your shorty on my tail, that's a gridlock. Got a pinpoint game.
Dipping while I'm walking, I'm dipping while I'm walking. Ay. Home street, let the swag do the talking. Ay. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking, dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home street, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Swag.
I'm just swagging through these bitches, let that money do the talk. $1 million nigga with a true religion problem. When they ask me what I'm sitting, I say that swag walk. Okay, now hello, Mr. Dipper. Swagger so official. Please don't blow my high. Without my permission, I say I deserve my stripe. Blood and fucking whistle, cause I will sell your soul like a crackhead with a pistol. Hey, nothing to it, just do it like Nike. Mix came sitting right next to Spike Lee. Get trapped looking like a motherfucking bike week. Shit, is you geeked up?
They say I'm swagging like a walk with a thing. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, so clean. And even though my situation is mean, my nigga being locked away, they ain't got shit on me. I got a swag off the charts and a G'd up team. So when you think about me, they screaming PCE. I show the walk, then I dip right through the parking lot. My swag drip for itself, so you don't talk a lot.
Yeah, then I be dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Swag do the talking, ayy. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. Dipping while I'm walking. I'm dipping while I'm walking. Shit. Home speed, let the swag do the talking. Hey, what that deal called? That swag walking. Swag.
My babe,
my babe.
She was bad back in high school, class second bad in my bedroom.
And I'm like, that's my babe, my babe, my babe, my babe, my babe.
Love making it was puppy love, hot seat, patty cake. But now I'm the baker's man, whipping up in the kitchen trying to make a pan. Anything for some kisses from my baby man. Watch the car do the dishes, even make the bed. It's funny how the time flies when we laying there, making love to the sounds of the morning air. Reminiscing about the times that I wasn't there. Late nights had you up pulling out your hair. Read the text on my phone, say you need me there. Cause this home ain't a house when I ain't here. I see your vision, shorty, your point of view is clear. Love is from the heart, and home is where it lives. Without the records to hold back the benefits, so if you let it, shorty, we can truly benefit.
I know you love me like you do.
But your soul still loves me. Been through the pain, so the love kinda rusty. But we still together, though the trials get husky. Argue through the day, sex through the night. Ops for the tension, I'm just trying to get right. Head to the sky, feet on the ground. Still acting proper, why I choose to stick around.
Some sexiness to think about.
and, you know, all the good shit that comes along with riding the chocolate wave. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to everybody that has been following me on Twitter. And, you know, prayers go out to people that was in Florida that was under the tropical storm alert. I hear it's coming up the East Coast towards, you know, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. It always passes by us, you know, because I'm inland. But we have been getting a whole lot of rain and stuff like that. And, you know, my heart still goes out to all the Oklahoma people from the tornado that lost their loved ones and lost their homes and everything like that. Oklahoma cannot catch a break for anything, but God knows what he's doing. We can't question that. Can't question that at all. I'm still waiting on this ratchet-ass computer to fucking stop so I can play the song. I'm breaking a new song called Different Team. I'm featuring Streets NC and Cedric Curtis. The song is hot. Maybe that's why my computer is acting up, because the song is too hot for radio. Shit, it's too hot for a whole lot of things. But considering that, you know, the playoffs and everything is going on, I think that it's like a perfect song. But, you know, until my computer stops acting fucking retarded, I'm not going to be able to play it, and I'm really starting to get irritated. I think y'all can hear it in my voice. So don't worry about it. What I don't do today, I will make up for on Sunday with the Slow Jam Sundays, Sensual Sundays, sponsored by Nights of Erotica and G-Spot Lollipop. G-Spot Lollipop is a toy that looks like a baton that you stick in your coochie, and you hit the G-Spot, and the bitches squirt. So, ladies, if you've never squirted before, fucking with this toy will give you the satisfaction. I'm still working on it because, you know, I'm just different. So, you know, y'all just got to bear with me. And, you know, I had some family issues I had to deal with. So I'm going to be playing with the toy real soon so I can get a feel for it, hit my G-spot, squirt, do a video, do a recommendation. And then starting in about 2 weeks, I will be giving away G-spot lollipops on the Sunday show. So make sure you listen for that. And, fellas, you can call in also and get the G-Spot lollipop for your ladies. You know, us women like when you go to the store and you buy us sexy stuff to put in our coochies to enhance the feeling that your dick gives us. We love that kind of shit. Really, we do. Not saying that there's anything wrong with you just giving us plain dick, but every now and then we like role-playing. We like to bring toys to the bedroom. We like lubricants. We like gels. We like all kinds of stuff. And, you know, every now and then we might even like a fucking female in the bed. You know, yes, I said that. Not everybody is like that. So before you try to bring another hoe into the bedroom, you might want to check with your shorty first and see how the fuck she feels about that. I don't want you getting punched in the eye or anything like that. And then you'd be like, well, Chalk said, and I'll be like, you know, what I said ain't for everybody. You know, that's like for me and some other open-minded people. So, you know, you just got to, well, damn, all my browsers are fucked up. You just got to figure out which one is for you. If you got a freak, keep her. She is a keeper. Because freaks are very rare to come by, especially open-minded freaks that let you share the bedroom with someone else, and they even bring the female to you. So, you know, you just got to, you know, be careful, pick the right one, and get that out the way. Ah, shit, it's working. So let me go ahead and play a different team before this shit fuck up again. Okay.
Yeah.
And I cannot get my my browser to come up. So I don't know. This is so fucking retarded. And this happens like maybe once a month, or it might happen before the show, and I'm able to fix it or whatever. Because, you know, sometimes I'm tech savvy with the computer and whatnot, but I think it's like the Windows. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I'm going to see if I can go through Google Chrome and see if this is going to work for me, because Mozilla Firefox most definitely isn't. And again, I do apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused my listeners and my fans and my followers and my supporters, but this is out of my control. I had nothing to do with it, and I'm waiting for shit to come up. If not, I'm going to go ahead and end the show and just know that on Sunday I will be back with my other laptop with Windows 8, which I hate, but it gets the job done. I'm so used to Windows 7. But, okay, we getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. So let me pull this up and then bring in the chat room, because I see Mozilla Firefox is not working for me. I really appreciate you guys' patience. Patience is a virtue. And I'm learning that, especially when it comes to fucking in the dick game. I'm learning to be patient and waiting on that special guy to, like, give me some dick that will make me want to come back the second time. My studio is pulling up, slowly but surely, but it's coming up. I love my life. The good times, the bad times, the technical difficulties. You got to take the good with the bad when you're in business for yourself. That's just how it is. Got to roll with the punches. And that's what we do. So, you know, shouts out to everybody that is listening. I see Mr. G.A. got his old ass on the line, but I can't fucking... Oh, there you go.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Mr. G.A., how the hell are you?
What's happening? You good?
Hell no. This fucking ratchet-ass computer.
Yeah, I know. I'm listening to you talk shit about it, about men.
I mean, what do you expect?
I know. I see that. You keep talking about some dick. You say you want some dick, and then you come back twice. What that mean? What's that about?
You know, I have been... intimately involved. Not even intimately involved. I have fucked more fuckers, and after the first time, I have not come back the second time.
You know what that means, then?
What?
I know what it means, nigga.
No, what does that mean?
Gotta bring it back home. Bring it back home.
Bring it back home.
Good at. Yeah, bring it back home where it's good at.
Man, I know it's good over there. We ain't fucked since 2010.
That's right. When you did fuck, it was good, wasn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right. Damn, well, shit. Ain't nothing changed. What they did was get better.
Nah, a lot of change. In those 3 years, you have become a whore.
Yeah, right. I bet not.
Yeah, you've become an official whore.
Okay, official whore?
Yeah.
So good. I ain't doing shit,
I mean,
man. I got a show.
Okay. I mean, at least I can say this. At least knowing that you are in Atlanta, I know you are pure heterosexual.
Right. Yeah, you funny. I'm out of town right now.
You stay out of town.
Yeah, we got a show tonight up in Delaware. Special Ed.
Special Ed.
Old school Special Ed.
Oh, shit. That's the flu.
Yeah, so he's going at 11:30.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. we've been planning to ride now. He came out, his plane is delayed. Weather was bad.
Nah, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it's also a man that's a motherfucking pilot.
yeah, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut your ass up. Where your boy at? Crazy ass Tone. That nigga funny.
Tone is not on the show tonight. And we're taking a Tone break because last, on Tuesday, it was just too much because everybody has come to realize that Tone is not going to admit the obvious because he's still in denial, but he still owns what he owns. So we're going to let that be the reason that he is what he is. We accept it. We know bitches that's fucking him, they just need to make sure they just, you know what I'm saying, they just be extra careful and make sure, you know, they put something on their mouth when they sucking his dick.
Yo, hey, look, I got so mad, like, my phone, the car had dropped. I was like, man, we is all going on that nigga's ass. I was like, this nigga is a creep, yo. He a creep for real.
But no, it's like this. Men have a hard time admitting certain things, you feel me? So, in his mind, to make it right, he can't sit there and visualize that he is gay. So,
that nigga know
he's
gay.
Mind,
that nigga know he's gay.
The titties and the weave, and that's a woman to him. So, in his mind, that's what he believes. And, you know, we can't tell him that he's wrong because that's his mind. That's his mind playing tricks on him. And so, one day, somebody close to him, like maybe his mama or his daddy, be like, son, when you let another nigga suck your dick, baby, you guy, you know? So.
Hey, yo, listen. I think it's going way past that with him because any two time a man, no man's doing that. You know what I mean? Nah, that nigga got hit in the ass before, yo, for real. He going both ways, man. I'm not just hearing that shit with him, man. But the whole, just, it's a girl giving him head. That nigga doing everything. In the ass, everything, yo. He got to be, because the nigga's a punk. And he bragging. I don't like cats that do that, man. I mean, if you're going to be a punk. Don't be trying to fuck a female role, you know what I'm saying? Because you make a bad for other niggas like us out here that might give us some shit, you know what I'm saying? We put that girl like that on the strip, you feel me? That nigga's a punk, man. And I tell anybody, he's a punk. So what they say about him, he's admitting his being a, like in trans women, trans faggots, whatever. That nigga's a punk, man. That's a faggot ass gay shit, yo. Fuck that. And he fucks females. Now, my thing is, if you're going to be gay, then be gay. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do. But leave the women out of it, you know what I'm saying? Nah, he want to do both, man. I don't like cats like that, yo.
Okay, but what about a female that does both?
What you mean?
She fucks females and she fucks dudes. Why is that?
I mean, no, that's her thing, too. She should just keep being on one side, stay on one side of the fence. Know what I mean? Just, I mean, because all that swapping shit going to get somebody sick, yo. That's how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? And she's still a punk, too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck. She a punk, too.
Okay, but you would fuck her punk ass. If she's a good enough and she brought a bitch to the bed, you would fuck her punk ass.
Nah, I pass. You know why? I'm saying right now, we're getting too old now. Really, you know what I'm saying? We're younger, yeah. We're getting too old now, man. We can't go to a hospital now with STD. They like, hey, you 100 years old with STD. Fuck out of here. Nah, I can't risk that, bro.
Okay, so you're telling me if I said Mr. G.A., I want a threesome. You're not going to give it to me.
No, I'm good. I'm a fast, bro. Nah, because Listen. I'm not good at shit if I'm ready. I'm saying I ain't got to get no threesome. I'm cool with that. My younger days. I'm saying I'm cool on one piece of ass to be straight. We can roll with that. Fuck that threesome shit. You know who she been with last week? Who dick she sucked? Whose nuts she swallowed? Whose infection is in her mouth and eat your pussy. I'll fuck you raw, some telling that jump off, whatever. Now I'm burnt, man, hell. That's too much trickery in that shit, yo. I'm good.
I am so proud of you. You have grown up in the 3 years that I have not given you any pussy. I'm so proud of you.
You're a funny ass nigga. You funny. But now I understand it's being real, man. So I'm saying, when I was getting older, man, for like, you know, that shit, man. That shit I had. I had a cousin call me last night out there in Cali. She's like, yo, cousin, I'm trying to tell you what's wrong. She's like, yo, this nigga I was fucking with for 6 months, man. Spanish nigga, yo. Got me sick. I was like, you mean got you sick? She's like, yo, he got me sick. What you mean? She's like, my paper today. What paper? She nigga gave her age, yo. I was like, oh, God. And she like, 25. She young. She like, what? Yeah, man. She a young joint, man. Baby cousin. I said, damn. Oh,
are you going to be on the phone.
Huh?
Are you going to go out there and beat him?
Yo, he in jail. Nigga in jail, man. He locked up, I'm saying. He been locked down for like 4 months. But still, you know. It's that when you see that wrist, man, you out there, and they was doing everything, threesomes, everything, foursomes, and, you know, wilding, you know what I mean, sucking dick and all kind of shit, you know what they do, but, nah, she all, now she all fucked up. Now she all messed up now for life now.
Damn. Earlier this week, someone brought this into my attention. It's a chick that lives in Brooklyn. She's 24. And she's been with her kid ever since she was 20. He pays all the bills and he pays her car. But guess what he does?
What?
He's fucking her. He's fucking her sister. And he's fucking her friends. And she can't fuck with nobody.
That's crazy, yo. That's some crazy ass shit.
Yes, then today on BBM, she posted up a picture of her and her sister fucking her man's dick together.
That's crazy, yo. That's the crazy shit in the world.
You already know what else they doing, because if you, when you suck a dick, when two bitches suck a dick, it's too close because you got a kiss, your stage is popped, and your sister can go for something else.
Right. Yeah, they definitely getting it in for real. That's a freaky ass fucking family. That's crazy, yo. Crazy.
And, you know, a lot of men like that, like, shit, I'll fuck them both. I know you would. There's so much of doing that. I'll fuck them, and I'll fuck some animals, too.
Yeah, they do whatever then. That's crazy. I don't know. I just can't see that shit. I mean, these days now, man, shit, you can't get rid of shit no more. In the olden days, yeah, get nigga a shot, you know, that go, shit, a shot or some scratching powder, you good to go, you know what I'm saying? Shit, not no more. You would die. You would die real fast in this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a sister, because if I had a sister and my nigga was fucking her, I would go ahead and do both of them dirty. I would not kill them, but their sexual organs would no longer work. So they would have no purpose on life. They would have
no purpose on life.
They would be going through the motion.
Yeah, that shit, I mean, that whole shit is crazy to me. You know what I mean? I know, from that whole family shit is crazy. The mother fucking the son fucking the sister, the daughter. That shit to me is crazy. That's crazy, Mom. Look at that shit. That's an ass shit.
And I mean, it's just like, you know, with people, it's like when it comes to sex, people have morals and loyalty, and a lot of people don't. And what I'm shocked, I mean, it's 50-50. Because some men don't give a fuck, and some females don't give a fuck. And it's like, it's really sad, because at this day and age, a nigga do whatever to get some pussy, and a bitch will do whatever to get some dick. You know what I mean? And then, Lord forbid, if they get some good dick, then they're going to lose their mind, and anything is going to fucking go.
True. That's true.
They're getting high.
Or they on that shit. That's gonna happen.
Fucking popping Molly's and all that. Man, look, this is what I told dude. Look at here. I ain't got time to play with my toy because, you know, my arm is kind of bad. But
right.
I got time to give you some pussy for one time, one night. Now, if I catch my nut before you catch yours, too fucking bad, you better beat your shit and keep it moving. Don't call my phone. If I choose to want to fuck you again, then I'm going to call you. But guess what? That phone don't never ring. I'm like a thief in the night with the dick. It's like I get the dick and I keep it moving. I see you. I won't even speak to you. I'll turn my head. Like, I'll see that motherfucker.
You're a beast. They should smack the piss out of you.
I'll send that shit to voicemail.
They should smack the piss out of your little black ass.
Ain't nobody gonna smack the shit out of nothing over here.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody smacking that over here. You might just smack the ass. But that's about it. And you won't get to smack it once. Because remember, I'm not coming back the second time.
That's a damn shame.
Hey. It's what called finding a comeback.
What that overly wet pussy of yours?
You know what?
Overly wet pussy.
You know what? I've encountered the fact that I'm not fucking like I should or how I used to. I can't
right.
take big dicks anymore.
Wow, good night, you.
Yeah,
not
I can't. I need to find me a 5-inch nigga.
No, not Chop. Not Chop, mommy.
Yeah, Chica is getting smaller and smaller, and she can't take all the stress of a big dick trying to get all up in there, and it's just not worth it. You know what I mean? So I need to find me some little average or slightly below average niggas, dick size, and fuck, and be happy, and fuck their world up, and then keep it moving, and then play with dudes that got big dicks. You know, get your dick hard, then when I see how big it is, be like, nah, I'm good. I'm a holler, but I got to go home. Or have somebody call me for a family emergency.
Oh, you funny. Yeah, where your partner at, the girl? Where your partner at from last week? She was funny as hell. Where she at?
She is pumping out rainwater at her apartment. Because, you know, it's been raining like crazy everywhere.
Damn, I know. It's that time of year, right?
Hell yes. I'm so glad that, you know, kind of stopped here. But, you know. It's going to rain tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's been raining all day.
Yeah, no, it's.
Shout out to my 18-year-old. That motherfucker is graduating on Sunday. I don't know how that motherfucker pulled it off. That motherfucker.
Shout out to him.
He skipped so much fucking school. Like, he's smart, but he just didn't want to stay in school. I take his ass to school every day. Other side of town. This motherfucker missed about 50 days.
They said, fuck it, let him go. Let him go. He going to be all right. Let him go.
Nah, they was like, you got to make up the work, and he did it. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, when you graduate, I'm about to be like, we in this bitch. You know me. I'm retarded. But then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to embarrass you like that, and then they take your diploma away from you and keep it for 30 days because your mother didn't know how to behave. So somebody said, you going to cry. No, I'm not going to cry because that motherfucker ain't leaving no time soon. So, shit. I might cry because
really?
He's still here. Because he the baby. It's time for him to fly the coop so mama bird can be free.
I know that's right.
Yes, I've decided that I'm going to settle down the end of this year and I'm going to get married in 2014.
Oh, good. I'm not married, no motherfucking body.
But I gotta find somebody who I can fuck for a second time. Because it ain't gonna work if I keep one night standing a nigga. That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, for sure. That's the truth.
So you don't wanna marry me no more? You don't wanna marry me no more?
That's ugly.
Marry you? Yo, I'd marry Edith Moore for real. If you were serious, but you're not serious.
Oh, no, see, I can't marry you because if I marry you, I'm going to be a widow real soon because my fans going to kill your ass.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Right. And
my
hoes
going to kill you first?
How about
that?
That's why I fuck with you. That's why I fuck with you, because you a hoe. Because you is a hoe. Man, shouts out to Precious Husband for getting out of jail on February the 4th. Wow, fucking loser.
Oh, you fucking stupid, yo. You stupid as hell, yo. How's she doing?
I don't know.
Good?
I'm talking to her.
I only got married. She got married, right? What's her name?
She's getting married at the end of this month. Matter of fact, I'm trying to find somebody to go to the wedding with me, just in case I catch the bouquet.
Where was the wedding?
The last Saturday of the month in Pensacola.
All right, if you're pregnant, I'll go.
How about I drive to you, and then...
No. You know what I said?
What?
You're pairing that on, I'll go with you.
I take the depo shot, so I really don't have periods, nigga.
Oh, good. That's a great thing, dude. That's a great thing. I'll go
with you. Yes, it is. It's like free deposit.
Yeah, just drop off nuts. Keep moving, right? Free deposit. Yo, so what day is on? What's the like date?
It's on the Saturday, the 28th.
Of this month or next month?
Yeah.
When? This month or next month?
This month.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm on the corner. Okay. Might be a good look then. Around there to a little wedding and shit. You gonna drive or fly?
I'm driving.
So pick me up right now, won't you? I'll be your date. Pick me up. So you can drive. Listen, look. You're already driving already, and you gonna ride past me. I just jump in with you. Roll down with you. Cause you need a date, right? I'll go with you. I mean, she both are friends, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Well, why I gotta drive? You the damn man. Why you can't drive?
Tell you what, then, look. You just said you was driving. I'm gonna offer my services to help you drive your shit down there. How about that one? That's how
I'm gonna offer my. You gonna offer your services?
What are you
gonna do? Eat my pussy while I'm driving?
Nah, you know I'm doing shit like that. You don't do that, baby. Huh?
You gonna learn the day.
We'll learn that day, huh? On the 28th, we'll learn. That man, this cop, like, he's been eating weights for fucking breakfast. This dumb nigga, yo. He's been eating weights for fucking breakfast. This kid can't sit. He can't stand right. Probably the first punk. And I was hearing him run in the fight. That was it.
You gonna learn the day.
Learn the day.
Mm-hmm.
Today or the 28th, when?
It's the 28th, so, you know, this is going to be quite interesting.
What are we staying at? We're staying at her house? Where we staying at?
I'm staying at her house. She's staying at the honeymoon suite, whatever the fuck that shit is.
All right, well, as long as she don't come in you, we good. I'm going.
I mean, sure. It ain't no hanky-panky going on. We going down there as friends, and I'm going to sleep beside you butt-ass naked. And if your dick get hard and you try any slick business, my nigga, I'm punching you dead in your motherfucking eye.
You ain't going to do shit but lay there and get fucked. Shut up, nigga.
I'm celibate. No, I don't
you
mean I'm
not,
celibate.
You
bit.
Are not
I'm celibate.
You fuck last week, stop lying. You ain't celibate.
Yeah, I'm celibate.
Since when?
Since I got fucked last night. It's been a month.
Oh, okay. Well, it's time to get fucked again, man. Oh, turn six. How about that one?
I'm gonna save myself.
You're right.
Yes, I am.
You still suck dick, right?
Huh?
You still suck dick, though, right? That's not fucking. You still suck dick, right?
I haven't been sucking no dick. What the fuck? Well, I'm fucking one night stand.
You funny as hell. You was funny as hell, nigga.
We getting older, so the shit we used to do when we was younger, we can't do no more.
For real, right? Never mind about that one.
So, as the way
I'm
my head.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my calendar the 28th for our the wedding, the 28th of June. So we gonna roll. You stand me up. I'm gonna throw a fucking rock at your fucking windows.
Well, if I don't go, you just come the fuck up, nigga, and bring your camera. Let's make a movie. Not just my camera.
Okay. All right. If you don't go, I'll come on down and drink. Where you at?
You already know where I'm at. You've been to the crib before.
I've not been before. No, that's that.
You've been to the crib near the airport.
All right. When I'm flying, you scoop me up. How about that one?
I'll pick you up in the Chica Mobile.
All right, cool. We can share the same bed?
Huh?
We can share the same bed? What do you mean, huh? We can share the same bed?
I'm going to have to talk that over with my pit.
But a dog?
You know. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That dog can't sleep in your bed? Hell no.
He's my protector.
Damn.
He's a big... Remember, we've had him ever since he was 8 weeks, and he's 8 years old now.
That's right.
Yeah, he has to look over me. He has to take care of me because I'm single.
Funny as hell, because he's single.
Yeah, I'm single.
I'm coming out here tomorrow, then. What's up?
I'll be at a baby shower and then my little ratchet ass 18-year-old graduate on Sunday. And then next weekend I'll be in Fayetteville with MC Shan, so with the little super jams and stuff. So that should be interesting.
What's Shan doing in Fayetteville? What's he doing? A show?
He's performing.
For real? And who?
Shit, it's a lot of people performing. French Montana and them gonna be down there too.
He had a show in so long. God damn, Shane. He had a show in a long time.
I'm actually about to hook up with him and do something at the strip club that he hosts at with my sex toy sponsors, having a sex forum.
Okay.
Because you know, the strip club. I forgot the name of the strip club. I have to ask him again because I spoke to him the other day and he sent me a new track that he just made. So, for everybody that's listening, I have a show that I have to go to with my artist and I have to get dressed. I'm debating on how sexy I should look and I might post this shit on Instagram. Ain't no telling. I hate wearing fucking heels, but tonight I feel like I should be a sexy bitch. A super sexy bitch.
Put your heels on, baby.
Yeah, because the ass is getting fatter, you know. Not
is
because
really?
Anybody is eating it. It's because I take Depo.
You said what?
Because I took the Depo shot. Not because anybody is fucking me from the back. Not because anybody is sticking their dick in my ass. It's just, you know, Depo and eating like 6-7 Krispy Kreme hot glazed donuts eating a lot of starch and sitting on my fat ass.
All right, send me a picture.
Send you a picture?
Yeah, I want to see the whole ass, the butt naked ass, all right? Not the whole
G-string. I don't got no butt naked pictures.
Well, go on there and take my nigga. You have a camera phone, nigga. Yo.
I've been a
yo.
Girl.
You know what?
What?
Yo, go on there and take a picture right now. Send it to me. Stop playing. Now you do it.
Listen
yes.
here, mister.
Yes, butt ass naked. Send it right now.
I can't because I'm on my phone doing the show.
When the show's over now, it's over. Go on there and take a picture of that ass and that pussy and send it to me. Stop playing, nigga.
Now, see, if I send you a picture of my ass and Chica, then everybody else is going to want to see. Then they're going to be like, why are you showing special privileges? That's not fair, child.
But they don't know. But nobody knows, so it don't matter. Nobody knows. Nobody knows you sent it, but just do it.
Well, you just told them all fucking airwaves, bitch, send me a picture of your pussy and your ass.
That's all right, but they don't know you're going to send it, though. Go and do it, though. Make me happy.
People know that I might be inclined to send a little picture or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yo, send me a 2013 shot of ass in that pussy right now. Today. Let me June 7th. 2013 ass out of her ass right now. Before midnight. How about that?
Okay, before midnight, before I turn back into a pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin. Do that for me, all right?
Yes, I might be inclined to do that.
What time your show start?
It started at 9:30. My artists are already there. They're waiting on me because I got to make sure I'm there before they go on stage so I can make sure everything is okay. You know, I'm not good at artist management because I don't know how to talk to people because I don't like unorganized and unstructured people. So I tend to tell motherfuckers about themselves and then they look at me like, yo, who is this bitch? And I'm like, I'll tell you who this bitch is. But they respect me, though.
Right. That's all right, well, good. I got to run now and do my show, too. So what I do is I'm going to check my phone for my pictures. Get me a lot.
Okay.
Get later on, okay? All right.
Okay. All right.
I believe.
Everybody, all right, I'm ending the show early. I got a show to go to. I'm going to be back Sunday night, 9:30 to 11:30. No damn Sunday. We're going to get it popping. We're going to do all the things that we need to do. And I'm going to hit everybody up on BBM. Kurt, I love you, my nigga. You my dog. You and Mo, even though y'all be giving Tone a hard time along with Mr. GA. But I guess that's what New York does. That's what New York does. Shout out to you, Miss Boss Lady, for listening. So I'm about to be out so I can get dressed. And I'll try to take a picture and put it on BBM for y'all. And then I'll put it on Instagram. Not no ass and pussy picture, because that ain't going to happen. But
I'm getting mine, though. I'm getting mine, though.
Shut the hell up. Ain't nobody talking to you. That's your ass calling you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, baby.